Podsecular Episode 4, August 14th, 2005.
Get ready to move it.
You can't stick it, Master Chief.
Welcome to the show. This is episode 4.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We're back. Okay. We're back. None of that this time.
we
pushed
really.
Our luck last time.
Yeah, that was annoying, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Well, for those of you that are new listeners, welcome.
We had a good week.
Yes, we did. We were featured on Bungie.net, and most of you are probably from Bungie.net, so welcome.
Welcome.
Right on, dude.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Woo!
Well.
Yeah, and also, we are now in the top 50 of iTunes.
Yes, we are. Hopefully very high in the top
too.
50.
Huh?
So welcome from that.
Maybe saw us on the internet or something.
We're also rocking in the podcast alley. We are up to the 77 and climbing.
Climbing.
Hey, speaking of which, guys, if you like the show and you appreciate what we do, feel free to vote for us on Podcast Alley. We really think we can get in the top 10 on Podcast Alley of the top 10 podcasts of all.
It's really easy to do. All you have to do is you got to go to podsecular.com, and on the front page it says Podcast Alley. All you have to do is enter your email, and then later it'll send you an email. All you have to do is you got to confirm. You just got to click the link, and that's it. And you voted for us.
They're not going to spam you with the email or anything. It's just to confirm that you're a real person.
Correct.
So, we got an action-packed show for you guys today. We got a lot of information to cover. We're going to try to go through it and cover everything and get to all of our listener feedback as well.
Got some custom games. Got some news.
Map of the week. Tons of tips.
Some big team battle tips.
We are just full of information today and ready to.
Some impressions of Sarge.
For those of you that are requesting that, which there have been plenty. Man, we have got listeners all over the world to this, Halo 2 tips show.
We have an Australian listener now.
I've heard from multiple people in Australia.
Nice.
We've also heard from people in New Zealand, so shout out to you guys.
Yeah,
we've heard from.
New Zealand.
I played with a guy last night in Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
I talked to a guy who's our biggest fan in the Philippines.
Oh, number one, the Philippines. That's us.
Right on. So we're moving right along with this thing. And we want to thank Spellcheck to you guys for the awesome show notes and the audio work. I would say send him an email and thank him, but we are swamped with email right now.
You can send me an email. It's just I probably won't respond as much as I am usually able to because I'm getting so many.
We're getting probably over 100 emails a day. Part of that is our clan information. We have a Podtacular clan just called Podtacular. A couple things about that, right?
Yep.
First off is that we have a new clan representative. Shout out to Old Mogo, O-L-D-M-O-G-O. One more time, O-L-D-M-O-G-O. And he is rocking it with the clan invites. So what you guys need to do, if you want a clan invite to the Podtacular clan, you need to be at least a level 15, and we are going to delete people that are below level 15. So on,
sorry
guys, but we need to keep some level of consistency going on. We're probably going to delete you by Friday, August.
What is it?
That would be the 19th. So get your level up to 15 by the 19th if you're not there, or we will delete you to make room because we're already full right now.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, you have to accept the clan invite within one day, or we will have to delete you because of the outrageous influx of clan invites we're getting right now.
So it's not a good idea to ask for one and go on vacation. Just telling you.
Exactly. Do also want to mention that our clan is not like a level 20-something clan or something.
We're level four
just starting out.
We're full big team, or major clan, or whatever.
We're babies. We're just starting out.
We got beat down by this Chinese clan the other day.
Yeah.
Dude, like,
that was bad.
And like, you went missing in action during the battle. We're like, where'd it go?
Dude, I gotta tell you guys about this, man. I had the phone repair guy at my place, right? It's like Saturday morning, and I'm sitting around, and the guy's coming back and forth, and I'm just bored. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'll just get online. And so, you know, end up joining a major clan match, and I'm in the middle of the match, and, you know, the guy comes out, he's like, hey, I had a question about something, and I'm like, dude, don't you realize we're trying to save the universe here? And he's like, I don't really understand what you're saying right now, but, and then this alien elite, like, busts through the front door, and he comes out with a sword and, like, beats him down. So I turn around with a shotgun point blank and pow, and then, dude, now I got to call the phone company and explain what's going on and what I'm going to say.
Yep. I know that was totally true right there. That was...
Yeah, dude.
It happens all the time in Florida.
Florida's a crazy place. You never know what's going to happen, man.
Yep.
So...
Anyway, yeah. We lost that match because of that.
We did, so...
Like,
know what you're getting into if you're joining our clan.
Every time we got near, they're like, "Whatever the mom!" Like, I think that they're cussing at us. And, like, I like, stuck one of their guys, and, like, they all just, like started, like, ah! It was pretty fun.
Ah!
Sergeant Muffle would know. He was playing with us.
Good sound effects, man. Rocking.
Oh, no!
Yes.
There's like, just like one point, they're like, you understand these? You guys think? You understand that? We're like, yeah, we understood it. We just don't like you. Sergeant Waffle's there. He can make sure. Yeah.
All good things to our French listeners, but sometimes when we're playing against French listeners, I get so confused listening to what they're saying. Because I don't know if they're like cussing me out or what. And it almost sounds like they are at all times. So I'm
like. We prefer English, it's our language of choice.
You know, not that there's anything wrong with other languages, but we speak English, sorry.
Don't speak Swahili.
if you speak the clicking language, you might want to try to speak English on the communicator.
Make an effort.
Please. That would help us out, especially if you're in our clan.
Yeah, but that's enough about our clan, because I know that there's not enough room for everyone that listens to be in our clan. And we apologize for that, you know. Bungie, like, maxed it out at 100, so...
Speaking of which, our friends list are also maxed out, so don't even bother.
While we like to have everyone on our friends list, you know, it fills up so fast. Most of the people I've been adding recently are people that I play with in the clan and stuff. I'd like to play with like a Team Slayer, but really, you know, if I have room for you and I think you're cool, then I'll accept it. But the clan's really the main place you're gonna be able to get a hold of me, probably.
We're not trying to be elite or, like, we're cooler than you guys. It's just that we have so much people that request, friends request, that we have to be very selective. But if you do, you know, a clan is almost an extended friends list in one facet of the clan. Mm-hmm. So if you guys aren't already part of a clan, or if you don't mind changing clans to a lower level clan, you know, join up and maybe we can play some games that way.
Yeah, the email again for that is podtacularclan@gmail.com. Send all your requests there. Not to fumojive@gmail.com or Podtacular Spellcheck, because we'll just forward them to him. So, you know.
Very important, and once again, thanks to Old Mogo and send him a friend's request.
Yeah.
What else we got?
See, we were on tinylittlesparks.com one of his most favorite podcasts. He has like 10 podcasts he just thinks are so cool, and we're up there with Major Nelson, his blog guest. Because he works at Microsoft.
I'll bite your kneecaps off!
Yes, can't call it a podcast.
Yeah, like, I think he has the coolest blog cast, because I think he's the only person I know who actually calls it a blog cast.
A little more notoriety. We were on recently on Gamertag Radio. We did an interview with them.
Last night.
So that was very exciting. Mm-hmm. And so listen to Gamertag Radio, you guys. GamertagRadio.com. Subscribe over there, and we're going to be on there shortly, but they also have a lot of other great information about Xbox mm-hmm. Live community stuff.
Yep. Because they're not just centering on Halo 2. They do a lot of other stuff. Yeah.
So check that out. And, dude, we're just growing intensely in popularity. We just recently broke 1,000 listeners. We're real excited about that.
That was way cool.
So, moving right along.
I'm still shaking from when we got into, when we had, 200 listeners, man. That's, and now we're, 1,000.
Yeah, we had 200 listeners in 7 days, you guys. This is obviously a gap that needed to be filled, and you know, we're thankful that we had the opportunity to get in here in this. So what else we got? Should we want to move right on to the mailbag and some of the things we got from there?
Yep, I'm out of news.
Okay. Well, it looks like a couple of people wanted some to hear some impressions for the Sarge.
All right. All right.
So let's do some of those. What's the first one?
Please don't shake the light bulb.
Please don't shake the light bulb.
That's for you, Lado.
Yeah, that was for Richard. He wrote in to us saying, he specified everything, like what cutscene he was in, and of course I did tell him where you could find those. But anyways, that's it. Please don't shake the light bulb.
Hey, I got to know, Sarge. Are you from Georgia? Somebody asked this.
Am I from Georgia?
Yeah, I don't know why they asked this, but they're asking Sarge. They're like, Sarge, are you from Georgia?
No, I'm not from Georgia.
I don't know. I can't do it.
I know. That's
I can't
like,
do it right now.
How do you respond to that? I'm not. Okay.
No, I'm not from Georgia.
That's all I can think of. Lost that.
Break. He got some weird emails.
Exactly.
That's all I can think of.
Well, I do have a couple other things in the mailbag, and we'll go back and forth here. One thing is from Braincake. He says, one thing that really annoys me is kids that yell, double kill, every time they get a double kill.
Usually and when that happens, they don't even get a double kill. They just kind of think they got two kills in a row, and they think that is a double kill, but...
Oh, beat down with the double kill. It gets annoying.
Yeah, that was a berserker. You got two kills, kid. Two. That's two. Berserkers.
Relax. Take your Ritalin.
Take that skirt off and get back there and fight, soldier.
Another thing is people that call weapons when a match starts. I got sniper. Tap, tap, taps on sniper. Triple taps.
I got the shoddy.
I got rockets. Don't take my rockets. Give me my rockets back.
And then they'll beat you down for the rockets.
Please! I have wife and kid!
Yes. That was another thing he said, is that he's been betrayed right before he plants the flag so that the idiot can get the plant themselves. And we have all experienced this.
Oh, every time I play big team.
You know what I wonder?
Big team is always a jerk. Except
dude,
for you.
Check. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Everyone's a jerk when they play big team except for you.
Well, thank you.
That's a good thing, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe you can tell me why this happens. Did you notice that only sometimes when someone betrays you, you have the opportunity to kick them out of the game?
You can't touch this!
It has to be two times. That'd be two.
Two times in a row or just two times?
I think it's just two times.
Okay, right on. That's
because,
good to know.
Like, so I know it's just, like, they have to betray you twice, but, like, they can betray everyone in the team once and still not get kicked out.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So wow. I've seen them do it.
So what do you got? You got some mail to talk about then, or?
Mostly the email I've gotten was clan requests and custom game types, which we'll get to later in the show.
Yes. And, which go to a different email now.
Mm-hmm.
Podtectorclan@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I got another one from Adrian.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. I got one last.
Go for it, please.
Everyone wants to know, how are we doing the show? Everyone's got to know.
Real quick, because we don't want to be the litany on podcasts.
I'll tell you real fast. We use Skype. I record the external, I capture the external output of my computer with my Minius recorder, and then I import it with my computer. I edit it up with Audacity, and then I upload it, and it's on the show. Okay, that's it. We don't use TeamSpeak. We don't use Xbox Live. Everyone thinks that. But that's not what we're doing. We're just using Skype.
Right, so we're not going to interview you on Xbox Live.
Sorry.
But maybe someday, we do have our nice audio comment line, though.
Yes.
So, let's talk about that real quick.
888-HALO.
And what can they do with that?
You can call it 24 hours a day, tell them your life story, as long as it's about Halo.
Actually, don't tell your life story, please. Just give us tips and hints specific to, like, certain subjects. We appreciate the, like, comments like, hey, you guys, we love your show.
We appreciate that. Just it's.
But we're limited on time.
Yeah.
So, and we're already kind of, like, talking too much. So we need to keep it down. Iron Muffin also emails us. He says, "Hey, I know this kid. Danny21 cussed me out. My friend, this guy, and let me see here. Try to read this more coherently. He cussed Iron Muffin out. He also cussed a friend of his 8-year-old daughter out.
Oh, that's not right.
And see, I'm trying to lay low on the cheating emails because." Because we can't tell if someone's cheating or not, and we don't want
to,
like...
It's hard to
tell
someone. Am I just getting beaten down?
Because even if we don't know if they were cheating?
Yeah, like, we people like, they're just beating me really bad. I'm going to mark them cheating.
Exactly. We don't want people to just be mad at someone and send those in. But this one time, we are going to make an exception and say, send a friends request to Danny21 and put in the audio. Just give a short break. Give it, like, 1 or 2 seconds. And then scream at the top of your lungs.
With voice modulation. Don't
with
forget,
feeling.
Don't forget voice modulation.
And this is probably the only time we're going to do this.
Only time.
Because, but this guy just ticked me off. I mean, cussing out an 8-year-old girl. Come on now.
Come on.
That's just out of control.
Come on. You're better.
And one more thing from the mailbag I have is that Fulkin says that Mjolnir is pronounced Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
So get it right, Boomo Jive, and spell check.
Like are you talking in third person there? Get it right, me.
That's right. Speak American.
Gosh.
Come on now.
What's wrong with you, man?
Mjolnir is actually the mythical hero, Thor's hammer. So please put that in your next podcast
Thor's
so other people can learn. Yeah, other people can learn the proper pronunciation. So everyone, you know, now that you're... using your linguistic talents out on the street, make sure to say Mjolnir instead of Mjolnir.
Squeeze it into every single sentence you have.
Yes, Mjolnir. It can be used as an adjective, a noun, you know. Shut up, you Mjolnir.
I could seriously do better if I had a Mjolnir with me right now.
Man, that show I just saw was Mjolnir.
Oh, also, we just forgot. He also told us the origin of Pwn. That was in the email also. We skipped that.
Yeah.
Pwn is a spin-off of Own, as everyone knows. I've heard two different ways. One has to do with, like, StarCraft and Warcraft or something. Was it Warcraft?
Yeah. I think that's the right one.
It was a programmer error. He, like, can't type or something, and it got in this game. It's like, whenever you seriously kill something, you got Pwn instead of Own as an accident. But I've also heard it's power-owned.
Right. Probably both.
Probably both.
And last thing is shout-out to Wolverine... Space 19, because he asked for it, and what the hell.
Yeah, oh, hold on. Sergeant Waffle. He's like, mention me every single time you can in the next episode, and I'm like, okay. Sergeant Waffle, here's your shout-out. Leave me alone. Get off my back.
Yes, don't obsess over us. Don't send us 40 messages a day, please. Okay,
back.
So...
All right.
On to some web resources.
Web resources.
Now, we are going to give some tips, believe me.
Later.
Eventually. And very shortly.
Maybe next episode. Huh? How is that?
No, this episode, lots of tips. Go ahead. What do you got first?
For web resources?
Yes.
RedBlueBlue.com. They are really going more for about the... they'll tell you every now and then about some new stuff, but I kind of like them because their new season, season 4 of RedBlueBlue, debuts on the 29th, and I'm really excited about that. But, like, before the maps came out, they actually had walkthroughs of every single map. Like, they had the characters going through, and they're like, they had, like, Sarge and them. They're like, hey, look at this. What could that be for? And they're like, I don't know. That's really weird. And it's like, it was so funny because, like, you could see them. They're all, like, running around and, like, looking at stuff. And, like, I'm, like, going, hey, that map looks really cool. And, like, they're making fun of stuff on the map, and it's so funny.
Cool.
So, awesome. RedBlueBlue.com, check them out.
Another one that's Machinima, which is the cinema that's based on recording, in-game Halo 2 stuff, is called the Codex Series, which is at thecodexseries.com. And that is another thing that's basically, you know, recording video from that and doing voiceover on the audio, which they have 20 episodes. They just recently ended. They're on Bungie.net. So check them out, you know, see some free videos, and it's some pretty cool stuff there as well.
Oh, one more. This is Spartan Life, more Machinima. It is one of the funniest Machinima shows you'll ever check out. The whole show is recorded on Xbox Live, and there's like part of the show like where they actually go to Zanzibar and then like, oh look out, there's noobs, keep joining the game, look out, and like they can't hit a thing, and they're like, should we be scared? I'm like, no, they're noobs, they're fine.
Right on. Well, we also got HaloWiki.net, HaloWiki.net, from the Wolf Spider sent this in. It's a great community tip site. I've checked it out as well. Lots of great information, especially about specific maps, specific tactics. People will send in their comments. It's an editable resource, so you can actually go in. If someone says something wrong or if you want to add something, you can put it on there. It's great.
Yep.
Also got tiedtheleader.blogspot.com from ZergsDG. Really complex name there, but a guy that does game blogging. Want to do a shout-out to him. Pretty cool site. Another one is Halo2Customs.com from Spartan. Has a lot of custom game types.
Oh, actually,
as well as
go ahead. Praetorian Guard, you know, like that really, they're like the clan that have like so many different websites, and they do a really good job. They actually just launched Halo2GameTypes.com, and they
great.
Have like, and it's a well put together site. They have like top game type people vote on them, and they have like Tremors on there, which we're gonna talk about later, and they have like the major league gaming game types that people have posted from the actual game types they used.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, custom game types can get really innovative, as we're gonna find out. There's a lot of really creative things people come up with that really changed the whole Halo 2 game all around. So stay tuned for that. We also have BrokenThumbs.com/Halo2Customs from Occam. That's also a custom game library. So, you know, you got plenty of resources for custom games, tons of stuff to check out. And finally from Shubatis 1, these names, man, I don't know. I mean, Fumo Jive is tough, but some of these ones.
It's a little bit hard.
This is another, yeah. This is another great Halo 2 stats site to add to the web resources here, and that's called Dark Fiber. It's spelled DarkFibre.com, and it uses a DOS program to download all your friends and clans games. I don't get in all this crazy technology with all this, but
did you have a Mac?
Well, true, but I mean, I don't want to. I'm just saying, I don't want to get into all the details on how it all works.
They do get very detailed. Stuff.
It's very comprehensive, this darkfiber.com, and it doesn't actually...
I forgot to mention Too Old to Play also.
I will. I'm actually going to mention that in the map-specific stuff. But the Dark Fiber does not use the RSS feed itself. It actually goes directly into the stats, so it gathers a lot more information, and it gets,
oh, wow.
You know, for all you stat heads out there, that really covers a lot of stuff.
If you
so.
Really got to know, you know. And
right on.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
So, you got some web resources.
So, on to some tips.
Tips. I'm sorry, but did you just ask for
help? Help me!
It's time for this week's tips.
This is where we spew out a bunch of random tips from ourselves and from other readers, and a lot of general information to help you guys level up and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we got first? Spell check?
I bet everyone else but me knew this, but when you're dead, and sometimes you can talk to your dead teammates by pressing the white button, you have like 2 seconds left to respond. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. But you cannot talk to your live teammates, right?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, the ones that are like alive? Oh, they talk about on live.
No.
There. I feel
yeah, so they have to be dead for you to be able to talk to
them,
which is
be
almost
dead.
Kind of pointless. But still, it might help.
It's still better than nothing. Because like you can say, did you guys see that guy over there? No, I didn't know about it. And then you spawn. It's usually more about one sentence than you spawn.
Cool. But so you press the white button to do that, right?
White button or I think up on the D-pad works good too.
Okay. So when it's what, within 5 seconds or something?
No, it's like you have 2 seconds left to respond.
Okay.
And it helps. Kind
cool.
of.
Kind of, sort of. Another thing. One thing I have on here is to warm up before you get started. Like, for instance, appear on offline and then go to warm up and rumble training, then rumble pit, rumble preview, and then team training, and then team preview. You'll be at the top of your game by the time you get to Team Slayer or big team battle.
Because everyone really goes like by what your ranking is in Team Slayer. And it's like, oh, he's a level 3 in Team Slayer? Sorry, dude.
Yeah, you don't want to jump into Team Slayer or big team battle and be like, you know, cold and having trouble, getting into it and lose your first game. So that's a good way to warm up.
Oh, here's a good tip found out today. When you enter matchmaking, my brother uses this for Team Slayer a lot. If you unplug your mic, the system will calculate you as being at a disadvantage, and it'll give you a stronger teammate. We think. It's like we haven't, like, it hasn't always proven to work for us, but, you know, it's more of a rumor kind of right now, but haven't had any problems with it yet, really.
Well, and, I guess it can't hurt.
Yeah. you just, like, before you go to start games, like, tell everybody, hey, unplug your mics, and then we'll go.
Cool. Whatever.
And then, while it's configured game, you still stay unplugged, and then when it shows up the final teams, plug it back in. And then say, hey, you're strong.
Hey, what's going on?
We're gonna own.
You guys are gonna get pwned.
You're gonna get pwned.
Okay.
I hate that word. I say it all the time, and I hate the word pwned.
You know it's bad when you start like talking to people that don't know anything about Halo 2, and you're like, "Oh, you got pwned, sucker!
You got beat down." My wallpaper used to be just two guys playing Connect 4, and it says pwned, and you like had them beat like five different ways. That's
nice.
Going on the site now. Oh, I should link to it or something. It was funny.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was funny.
Sounds pretty funny.
Do we have
another thing I have, one thing I have too, is that pistols melee faster. I actually played a pistols only game in, I think it was Rumble Pit or something, and I didn't realize this before, but you can actually melee twice in pistols much faster than you can with any other weapon.
You can do it like three times with an SMG if you can know how to do it right.
That's really good to know because, you know, with the smaller weapons you can melee faster, so, you know, if you can actually get a double melee in before someone else can with a bigger weapon or a plasma weapon or something like that.
And whenever you're holding the bomb or the flag, you can just like bam, bam, bam. You can knock them out real fast.
Yeah. So and you can lunge. You lunge a couple yards anyway. So that's a good thing. So if you're dual wielding them, hold those pistols in your right hand so that you can drop your other weapon and melee double.
Just like make sure that your reticle is like right on there, like their back or something, so you'll lunge really good and hit them nice and good and just knock them right out.
Right, and while they're dual wielding and firing at you, a lot of times you can double melee and kill them. So keep that in mind if you're close enough. What's next?
I don't know. Let's see, I don't really have any more tips other than report cheaters and be nice.
Okay. Okay, so on to some vehicle tips. One thing is that splatter always works. So unless you're in a human tank, use it. Wait until they jump. That's a really good thing. And then when they, you know where they're going to land as soon as they jump. So because they can't maneuver while they're in the air. So boost, you know, right when they're going to land, even with a Banshee, and get on these guys and, you know, splatter them. Because that's like your biggest advantage that you don't have with any other, while you're walking around. When you're in a vehicle, so, but watch the boarding. The thing is with splatter is that you have to worry about boarding. If you miss them or if you don't kill them, then they're close to you, enough to you, especially in the Banshee, that they're going to board you, and you don't want that. You can also splatter with the Wraith too if they get close enough, and that's the major advantage of the Wraith over the human tank.
Mm-hmm.
Since the cannon doesn't bend down that far, is that you can splatter these guys. You can also splatter stuff like warthogs and ghosts as well.
It's a little bit harder with the Warthog, though, because you have to like be going fast enough to even do it, or otherwise you'll just push them.
Right, but it's enough a lot of times to be able to launch them or something like that and make them have to get, you know, back on their feet. Another thing is, and I'll try to keep this down, but if they hop on a vehicle, try to hop off at the same time. And if it's anything but the tank, you may be able to board it again before they leave. Like in the Banshee, if you hop off just at the right time, you can board it again right before they take off.
Yeah, I know, and it ticks them off so much. Like,
which is way cool. And with the tank, of course, this is a classic tactic because you can get off and shoot them and then jump right back on. So be sure to use that when you're in the tank and keep that in mind. If anybody boards you, jump right off and shoot them and then jump right back on. I want to talk about some Banshee techniques that were sent in by one of our listeners, which I may find here shortly. One of them is Banshee Riding, and that is excellent for getting someone to the flag faster, getting the assault bomber to the enemy base. And if it's done right, most of the other team's defense will still be getting weapons. And the way this works, it's a little tricky, and it's only done pretty much on coagulation. But basically, the way that works is that you get someone on top of the Banshee, you've got to be real careful, but you climb up to a good height and then straighten out towards the enemy base. The pilot will call out a pre-agreed count, usually on three. And then as soon as, you know, three comes down, you got a boost with the Banshee. At the same time, the rider on top of the Banshee will start running forward towards the white stripe on the Banshee. And if that's done right, you can boost all the way to the other side of the map, get to the enemy base before they know what hit them. The main thing, though, is that you guys, everybody else has to cover the Banshee. You have to make sure there's no rockets on the map. You have to make sure there's no snipers. And, you know, make sure that that Banshee's not going to take fire so they can get across. Mm-hmm. But that's really great for CTF games. It works well if you know how to do it, and it's a great thing to practice in custom games and get down, use some matchmaking. And last thing I have on that also is Banshee riding, which is great for getting someone to the flag fast. I'm sorry, Banshee riding. I meant Banshee bumping.
Oh, bumping.
Yes. Completely different thing. Yeah. This is much simpler, and the guy was saying he's surprised. I'm sorry, I don't have your name down here. But he's surprised he doesn't see it more often. It's basically like you have the Banshee pilot ram a teammate, and if it's a flag guy, he can go flying across the whole map. I mean, he may die, but the flag will fly too if it's done right.
Because Bungie fixed the whole flag bouncing thing. That was in the auto update. And that was so it would make, on Colossus, it would make it so easy just to drop it and go, boing.
I know, you had to watch out for that. You had to get guys on the other side.
I didn't even go to Colossus in so long, though.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Colossus is pretty fun, though.
It is.
Speaking of maps, I think we have a map of the week.
Map of the week.
What is map of the week this week?
The map of the week for this week.
Elongation.
One favorite. Elongation. What, you think I didn't remember?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I was being dramatic.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. You should be an actor.
I am an actor. I am in drama.
Yeah, you do Sarge pretty good.
Yeah, that's not one of my better impressions.
Elongation! All right, so what do we have first about elongation?
Well, as everyone knows, it's based off Longest from Halo 1, which is like one of the most awesome maps for CTF. It really was.
Yeah.
Because it was such small quarters, and like you could just walk by and like, where's he at? It was just a really good map. And they took everything about that and made it better.
So what are the improvements in elongation?
It's a little bit wider. The sides are a little bit wider. And in places, just having those little weird holes in the wall where you could jump through, they have the big giant just implants in the wall you can just go hide in. And instead, they have an opening in the center you can go through. And also, instead of just being really weird, they have random crevices inside the floor. The floor actually has two
conveyor belts.
Two conveyors. That's it. That's two conveyors with plenty of cover that you can just hide behind.
Right, with the boxes and everything.
And go right to the enemy's base.
Definitely. One thing, I love this map. This is probably, I go back and forth. Right now, it's my favorite map because I do best in the short range game, as you guys probably know. For me, the biggest, weapon I try to grab on this is at the top of the ramp, right when you turn around the corner, is the plasma pistol, at least on, on one end there. I always go for that. It's a dual-wielded plasma pistol because you can fire at kind of mid-range with that, with a plasma pistol, and then dual-wield your SMG and finish them off with that. I don't like to use the noob combo just because people whine about it all the time, so I just dual-wield and get with that. Also, if you're at point blank, you can plasma pistol and then melee and drop your second gun, kill them instantly, and go grab your gun again, and pow, it's like a shotgun. In fact, it's more accurate than a shotgun because a shotgun has a percentage rate of accuracy that unless you're absolutely right touching someone with the tip, you may not kill them in one shot.
Yeah.
But the plasma pistol melee always kills them in one shot. It's just, as long as you hit them, it's a dead ringer. Another thing is the shotgun, of course, at the back of the map on the same side, which if you guys are awesome with shotguns, which I'm not, you can grab that and go to town with that.
Well, the brute shots are right by the flag spots. And it's just a perfect choice for the entire map, because it's so some really tight corridors,
like, and it'll bounce off those walls and get it right to. Get them right to the. There'd be a laugh in the background. it'll get it right to that person and just totally just take them out right away.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you can't get this, follow up with a really hard thwack on the back of someone's head. And you know what? It's just a really good. It was a really good thing to put on that map. Being
definitely
how tight and small it was.
Definitely, because you can fire semi long range, probably medium range, and be able to bounce stuff around corners, have grenade type explosions to be able to take someone out within an area, which is good.
Which is, it's a lot. It's kind of hard for it even to be useful on coagulation because it's so open. But here, it's like the main weapon you can have.
Definitely. Another thing is to snipe or battle rifle down the hallway in either of the conveyor belt areas. If they're on the map, I think battle rifle's on pretty much every matchmaking map for elongation.
If you don't even start with it, if you're not playing a BR game.
Right. So it's really good if you, just aim down the map, get some teammates to cover you while you're basically being the long-range guy on the map. Let's see, another thing is that, of course, one of the improvements on elongation is that you can jump up from tons of places. You don't have to worry about either going up just the ramp or the ladders. Now you can actually, jump up from the boxes that are going down the conveyors, all kinds of different places there. So you can get up on the second level real easily. And one thing I do on that is I dual wield, like I was saying, the plasma pistol and the SMG right across the center, and I just back and forth down there. Sometimes people are going to come up from the bottom of the ramp and try to pull a battle rifle on you. And, that's okay because there's plenty of places to hide behind cover while they come up the ramp and wait to do the close range game.
And also, there's something else that it really requires a lot more just messing around. But you can take all those boxes, take a rocket to them, and you can get a nice little clog down by the base.
I've heard of that, that you can clog up the boxes and everything. Yeah. And make quite a mess going on with that.
Yeah, and it just takes a well-placed rocket to knock one on its side and just totally block the traffic flow. And
interesting.
Yep. It'd be kind of cool. I might try it later. I think it'd be
make a big
fun
stack
to,
of boxes.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to see.
Yeah,
but
I have to call maintenance.
I'm about to have to call an admin. We have a cleanup on on aisle blue.
Cleanup on aisle blue. Cleanup on aisle blue.
Yeah, see, it was caused by the Reds invasion of 2005. Communist Reds.
Right. Communist Reds.
I think the red team is communist. Go blue. Go blue.
Another thing is that since we got those boxes on there, if you have the bomb or the flag, it works really well to hide the bomb or the flag behind one of those boxes and just ride it down the conveyor belt and crouch
they
down.
They hardly never see you unless it's neutral, and then they know exactly where you're at.
You're not on their radar. You're not moving, so it works really well because the motion really tips people off, especially if they're sniping.
Well, it's like just with the flag, you need to be looking at the ground, still tilt the flag at a totally the flag will be aimed outward like a gun would be. Usually it's like right up in the air, but if you look at the ground, then it'll stick it right into the box, like mess up, so you can't see the flag either, and you'll see nothing. But if they're on the top sections, then they can see right down. They're like, oh look, there's a guy at the flag. Let's kill him.
So be careful with that, and tell your teammates what you're doing if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Right on. So you got some more tips, or we can move on to big team.
Most weapons respond there pretty quickly, but the plasma pistol. That's like one of the slowest responding weapons on any map. It takes really long for it to come back. So, if you see it, grab it. So, just so you can get it because it's as he said earlier, it's one hit and then one whack or one shot or anything will take you out.
Right.
So it's just like if you know that you're going to be playing a free for all game anywhere, and you know that someone's a really good sniper, you might just pick it up so they can have it.
Right. So, on to some big team tips. One story I want to tell is about this, what I call the double agent bomber. And someone actually sent in a tip about this as well, which I may find later. I don't have in front of me right now. But what happened is I was in this matchmaking game, and we were on sudden death at one against one, and it was assault. And we're sitting there in sudden death and going on and on and on, and we're like, where are they? And we're looking around for them. We're staying close to the base. And I hear this voice say, you know, they're out by the tower over there on the side by where you knocked down the bridge. And we're like, oh, let's go. And we went. So we all took off after him. And then it was like, bomb armed. And then I was like, oh, no. And I knew exactly what happened. The bomber went in there and used the proximity talk to tell us, the bomber told us that they were over there when it really wasn't even our team telling us that. So that is a really good tip. That's a good tip to use, too, though.
We were playing major clan match yesterday, and I was standing outside with the bomb. I just had to go inside the plant. Like, I think there are bomb guys outside. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yes, you are. And I'm like, no, I'm not. and you know what? They all went up the back door, and I went in and bombed planet one. Ha!
Nice.
So take that, like, SOS clan or whatever they were.
That's a serious tactic, though, is, like, to just confuse people. Dude, this guy was saying, too, and I'm sorry I don't have your name right in front of me. Oh, wait, no, it's CHK Tom Monkey Paw. Your name?
Tom Monkey Paw. That's a nice name.
Chick Tom Monkey Paw.
Woo! He left a comment on the site.
Cool.
Yeah. Like, episode two or something.
Yeah. He was saying, too, is that get in there and this was a pretty cool tip. He was like, when you're doing the proximity talk, get in there and say, they're arming the bomb, they're arming the bomb. Every time you're close to him, tell him, you're arming the bomb, they're arming the bomb. So that when we are actually arming the bomb and their teammates tell him, you're arming the bomb, they don't believe him. Which I thought was a really cool tip because, like, they're like, yeah, right, they're not arming the bomb when they really are.
There's plenty of times where I've, like, listened in to, I thought it was my teammates talking to me, but it was the enemy talking. So it's, if you're close enough, then they'll just believe it. Like, oh, okay. So
right.
We have snipers down. Okay, I got that. All right. So don't go get the sniper. Not there. All right. Gotcha.
So use that confusion to your advantage.
You know,
it's true. And I apologize. It looks like Chick Tom Monkey Paw was actually something else. I apologize.
Oh.
My mistake.
Oops. But still a cool name.
It is a cool name. And we'll get to that in a second, too. Okay. On to a couple more and moving on to the next one right after that. Let's see here. There is, and I'll just get right on to Chick Tom Monkey Paw while I'm at it. Bomb armed and bomb planted are different things. This is something bomb.
Did you arm the barm? Don't do that. Don't arm the barm.
They're arming the barn. They're arming the barn.
Don't arm the barn either. The barn does not need to be armed.
No.
Have cows, not guns, okay?
The farmer is arming the barn. So.
Okay. Anyways.
On to Chick Tom Monkey Paw. Chick Tom Monkey Paw. Bomb armed is when you have the bomb in the circle long enough. And that's, once it's armed, you can plant the bomb when you run it to the center X where it's actually planted. Most of the time people think this, it's the same thing because they arm in the X. And the difference becomes more obvious when on a map like Containment that has a really huge army area, you can actually arm right around the corner outside the wall, which is really useful if you can sneak in there, arm it, and then run in and drop the bomb and plant it real quick. So keep that in mind, you guys. That's a really good tactic for Containment if you can sneak in with a couple of people.
And you'd be like, oh, you got owned.
You'd
be
owned.
Like, oh, man, we've got the bomb planted on us. And you'll totally, like, ruin their morale.
Good voiceover, man. That's nice.
Yeah, wow. Man, I'm the red team. I'm communist. Sorry. The red team is not communist when I'm on there. Then it's the cool team.
The Chinese government is going to email us.
Because, like, I called the red team communist when we played against them.
Yeah, man. We're in big trouble. We're going to have to go to our American consulate and deal with all this stuff.
But nice. Actually, like, statistically, our gamer tag has actually won more games as the red team, so I can't really say much. You know, we have 53% more wins as the red team. So,
nice try, Spellcheck. Nice try. We'll have to explain that to the consulate.
Hush.
All right, before we get nixed. Another thing is that form. This is a kind of a basic tip, but form a party in big team battle to minimize quitters. Quitters is a big problem in big team battle, as some people have sent in that we hate quitters.
We hate betrayers, too. They're worse.
Yes, people that try to level down and all this stuff. That's another subject.
I'm deranking, guys. Don't mind me.
Okay. Yeah, we will mind you because we're trying to rank up, jerk.
Yeah, I want to be level 50. You want to be level 5. I can see a problem.
Yeah, go to some other freaking matchmade game.
Join a clan of D-rankers and just hang out with them.
Yeah, really, go down to level 1, enjoy yourself playing against people that can't even turn around backwards.
I have an idea how you can start out at level 1. Buy a new account.
There you go, get a 2-month trial.
Jerks. Yeah, no, seriously. Go buy Doom 3 and, you know, do something with that one.
Yeah, really, honks. So check this out, dude. The quitters, right? You can really minimize that if you put together a party of people from your friends list or from the clan or something like that. And just make sure to mention before you even start, say, everybody here is staying in the game, right? I don't want to have no quitters.
Nope.
Because, and you know what? If they quit, drop them off your friends list and send them a nasty message. Say, thanks a lot, punk, for quitting and ruining our rank. Because
leave some feedback.
Because you didn't want to finish off the game.
Say
and leave some feedback.
If they threatened you.
Yes. But be careful not to threaten them back, because as Frankie says, that is a serious federal offense. So watch it.
Dude, our clan, we played a match and everyone said that we were modding. We were like, we're not modding, you just stink. They're like, we're reporting you because you guys were modding. I was getting sniped by battle rifles. I'm like, no, you're getting shot by a battle rifle and a sniper rifle at the same time. You are just dumb.
I love when people think you're modding just because you're playing well. It's like,
I know, it's like, thanks for the compliment, I guess.
I know. The feedback's not going to hurt me because Bungie can look at it and I'm not modding, so deal with it, you know?
But how many times does Bungie really check to make sure you're not modding?
They automatically check.
Oh, yeah,
that's what the banhammer is. So.
The banhammer got them.
So you losers out there that are modding, you know, people, it's so funny, man, Weekly What's Update, that he was saying, like, people email him and say, ha-ha, you guys can't do anything about it, I'm modding, and that's it, period. And then he goes to try to reply to him, and they're already kicked from Xbox Live. Dude, understand that modding will get you banned. It may take a day or two, but it's automatic. It has nothing to do with someone having even to press a button. It happens automatically, and you will get banned.
So that actually might even actually contribute to the fact that maybe you even got banned because you told them that you were modding.
Exactly, so don't even think.
Oh, you're really modding, stupid. Eh? Okay, you're bad.
Thanks for letting us know.
I'd actually even say, like, just so you know, I'm not modding. I'm just. Oh, what? I'm banned? Oh.
Don't even mention the word. It's a bad word. The M word.
Okay, we're not modding, so in case you're listening, we're not.
We do not mod.
We're in the.
Hey, don't say that word. Stop it.
We're not M-O-D.
Honestly, we don't, though. We don't.
We're good, guys.
So on to custom games.
Custom game.
You had a custom game you wanted to talk about, right?
It's the custom game type of the week.
What's first?
We have someone that actually submitted, it was nice enough to even submit a voice stuff saying, but should we do that now or later?
Let's do that now.
Okay. Well, here he is. This kid was cool. You can submit stuff to be on the show, too. Here's some information of how you can do that.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
Just keep that in mind. That's how you can be a part of the show, you know?
Yep.
In addition to emailing us. And so this person was one of the first people to actually do that. Remember, we can't respond to all of them and put them all on their show.
Right.
But we will listen to all of them, though. We will do that. And we'll put the ones we think are cool, and we'll do some stuff to them. And hopefully
we reserve
the
right. We reserve the right to edit them as we see fit and include them as we see fit as well.
All entries become the property of Podtacular. we're not going to get too technical now. So.
All rights reserved, copyright 2005.
Yeah, Podtacular Incorporated.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a custom game type called Hide and Seek.
Right.
Hey guys, this is my name's Cody, and my gamer tag is Halo 2 Homie. Halo, the number 2, and then HOMMIE. But anyway, I wanted to explain a game type to you guys. It's called Hide and Seek, and it uses the Juggernaut game type, and what you do is you set it up so that everybody, you know, everybody spawns with, you know, the invisibility cloak, on them. So everybody's, cloaked. Except for the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut is supposed to spawn with overshield, walk faster, infinite ammo, you know, all the things that makes, the Juggernaut more powerful. And so, what you do is, whoever's the Juggernaut, well, you set the time for, 6 minutes, and there's one round, and everybody has one life. And, there's no radar. Actually, everyone gets radar except for the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut gets no radar. And it's basically hide and seek. You all played that as a kid, so it's the same concept in the game Halo. Everyone who's not the Juggernaut finds their corner to hide in, and if you're the Juggernaut, then you're trying to look for everybody. And basically it's a one-hit kill. You set it up that way so the Juggernaut gets extra damage. And you set the game for 6 minutes. So when the voice goes 5 minutes remaining, that's when it's okay for the Juggernaut to start killing. Up until then, he's not allowed to kill anyone. He's supposed to wait for everybody to hide. And let me see. When I play it, usually a good level to play is Ivory Tower, just because there's a lot of hiding places on that level. I mean, it's very hard if you're playing that. Very rarely do you find everybody if you're the Juggernaut. Yeah, so the weapons are usually battle rifles and magnums. No weapons on that. The Juggernaut just gets those weapons, and so does everyone else. But the Juggernaut's supposed to have, like, extra speed, extra damage, damage resistance, overshield, basically so it's impossible to kill him. Because you're not supposed to be fighting him. I mean, the Juggernaut is supposed to look for everybody just like in, you know, hide-and-seek is supposed to be played. And, yeah. So, it's pretty cool game type. I mean, I think I've covered everything about the game, so that, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
And I just want to thank him for being able to contribute that to us. We really appreciate anything you can contribute. Yeah.
We appreciate a lot of us, but that's all right. We can deal with that.
We can deal with it.
Try to cut it down a little bit if you do send that in. But
yeah,
thanks though.
No, you should try not to do anything more than 5 minutes.
We'll actually more than 3 minutes. We want to keep it down to three.
We have a guy that did stuff for us, and maybe we can have some good stuff for again. His ended up being about 4 minutes, but we'd really like you to keep it down to 3 minutes or below.
Please.
Please.
So what's next? We need to jump on the next custom games?
Yeah, we have some more custom games as we have received in some emails.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We like the response we've been getting. It's really cool. This game type I got from Cobra99 via my email, podtacularspellcheck@gmail.com. You can send game types and stuff there. But also, you know, keep in mind, fumojive@gmail.com and podtacular@gmail.com. You know, those are, you can send it to anywhere. Anywhere it'll get on the show, hopefully.
Yep.
But this game type is called Frogger. And it's played on Coagulation. Red team starts by getting all 8 vehicles to the middle of the map. So I guess, like you said, states have to have it on all, I guess, to have all vehicles. Once ready, they signal the blue team by honking their horns and firing the ropes up in the air. The blue team tries to get from their base to the other one without getting splattered by vehicles. The red team may never use weapons, just run them over each time an on-foot player makes it to the other base successfully. They change teams and move down the color menu. If they were splattered, they stay on the same team. First person to pink team wins. On-foot players have only plasma pistols and may shoot anyone on the opposing team of any color. On-foot players may not use the side caverns or ledges, and may not board or use any vehicles. The color wheel goes, like, you know, like in the games, it goes blue, yellow, green, purple, orange, brown, and pink. And once you get to pink, you win.
What an awesome idea.
That is so cool, isn't it?
there are so many good custom game types out there, guys, and we're fortunate that we've gotten a lot of these submitted by our readers. And dude, this is just that was really cool.
And like, and he even emailed me like all the equipment options and everything else, so like I can just get it right there. And so like,
way cool
to go on the site. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Cobra 99.
Totally, and we do put all the details about the game types in here. Thanks very much to Spellcheck for doing all those and setting those all up. So
and
those will be in there as well.
Like he has more of those on. You can get on his site that they've come up with over on suicidedrive.com.
Cool. Well, here's another one. I have one called Drive By that was sent in by Sean Ramsey, and this looks pretty neat.
Yeah, I'm gonna play this one later.
What you do is you have no shields on Coagulation with starting weapons as SMG and SMGs only on the map. No tanks and only Warthogs. And up to 8 people can play this. What you do is get in teams of 2. One person drives while the other person gets in the passenger seat with the SMG. And you drive by each other and fire SMGs. And it's funner if you implement a rule of no killing people running around to find a car. But it can be played when you do kill those trying to find a ride. But generally, you know, you drive next to someone and fire at the person next to you. I think that's such an awesome idea, you know. There's no shield, so that you actually have a possibility of killing someone while you're in the Jeep and they're in the other one. So, you know, it's an awesome idea. No splattering, just hitting people while you're firing.
Yeah.
So,
once
again, another good one.
Yep. Let's see, what else did I have? I had another one. I had another one from... I had to open the doors. I had to... Yeah.
Edit.
Yeah. I had another one from Iron Muffin. Hot Potato.
Cool. What? How does this go?
Okay, what Hot Potato is... It's... wait, hold on. Skip down. It's an oddball game. Brought 4 to 6 people. It's kind of like... he says it takes a little bit of skill to set up, but it's kind of fun once you get it going. It's really fun if everyone's on one Xbox or like some kind of LAN party, you know, so you can't see other people's screens. And like what you do is like it's 4 to 6 players on like on Warlock, Midship, Beaver Creek, you know, Sanctuary, and like just kind of the plasma pistol, nothing secondary, none on map, no grenades and no vehicles, no shields. That's but added damage. That's it. So. And then you have a 30-second respawn. It's going to be a long time before you get back in the game. So it discourages fragging. There's one ball, active camo on the person who holds the ball. Whoa, active camo on the person who holds the ball. They move fast, massive damage, marker on when dropped, and and 4 to 6 rounds in 5 minutes each. Okay, now that's the easy part, just getting all that set up. Okay, everyone has to go weaponless. And
how do you do that?
And everyone's like, how do you do this? what you do is you charge up your plasma pistol, go near the ball, while holding the trigger, press hold X to pick up the ball and back away. If this is done correctly, you'll drop the ball and the pistol and have no weapons. But if you touch like a weapon on the map, you'll pick one up again. You have to do it all over again. This is why you really don't want a lot of people playing, because you have to do it for everyone.
Right.
And,
so,
and, hold on, but that's not it. That's still going.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Again, that's just how you do the glitch, how to get rid of your weapon. And the last person to go weaponless will start things off by getting the ball back, and he has a responsibility to take the ball and pass it on to another person as quickly as possible by triggering by pressing the trigger to toss it. Because like if you touch anything you can pick up, you'll pick it up automatically. You have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like then you like try and throw it at someone else, and they pick it up. Then
sweet.
and everyone else will run and do what you bet, investigate and get away from the character with the ball. And no camping. Like you can't just wait for someone to come by. You have to keep moving because this is not hide and seek. Because like you're invisible, so they can't see you. No super bounces or glitches. If you drop the ball, you have to go pick it back up. Like, if you just, like, toss it and you miss, you need to go pick it back up. If you hit the target, because the person will know, like, because, like, it'll pick up right away.
if someone accidentally picks up a weapon, play is halted temporarily. If you pick up, you need to like switch it so he'll drop the gun again. The person gets 3 second leeway, so he isn't tagged for getting a weapon on accident, you know. And after all that, the person with the least amount of time is the winner. So keep in mind, you do not want motion sensor to be on, since the ball carrier has to have some. Oh, you know, you do want it. Never mind. You do want it on, so you can kind of have some idea where you can find people. And that's cool. That's Hot Potato. It sounds really fun, but it's gonna be kind of hard to get it going. So,
I've played it before, and as long as everybody knows how to do the trick, it's not too bad. It's actually pretty fun. The thing is, you can't throw the ball very far at all.
No.
You have to get used to how far you can throw it. So, because you kind of just like, it's a really weak throw. You almost like drop it out of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get used to that. But it is kind of fun, except for I had trouble. I was just like, man, I can't get rid of this stupid ball. I've had enough. And I just went to cry in my corner. So somebody else grabbed it and they just kept going. But whatever. It's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. Let's see. A couple other ones I have real quick. I have Counter-Strike from Kevin McCaskill. This is a popular game, custom game. And it's basically to where it's there's no overshields, and there's one kill and you die, and you can't come back for the rest of the game. Very similar to Counter-Strike. You die, that's it. And it's a assault game to where, you know, the terrorists have to plant the bomb. The other side has to keep it from happening.
Hmm.
And you only have one life, like I said. Yeah, it sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah.
A default win if you kill all the defenders. But you can brag if you actually get the bomb planted, and it's really cool to play with a bunch of people for some awesome games. So we'll put the details on that, all the settings, on the show notes as well.
Show notes.
So you guys can have that on there and set up your custom games.
Can't remember, show notes are available at Show notes are available at www.podtacular.com.
Podtacular.
Podtacular. Podtacular. Go in there. That's so cool.
Right on. So what else we got?
I thought this was a thing. It's actually there's a guy named Three Thumbs. I said last episode that you can't super bounce when you have the if you're using a Euro Asia Xbox, because they have that fixed already.
Yeah.
He actually told me that you can change the video settings and turn something on, like the PAL-60, and you can do it. So if you're one of those complaining people from over there, here's how you can fix it. Just go to your video settings in your Xbox dashboard, turn the the PAL-60 on, and you can do super bounces. So that's I thought I'd share that because I forgot to say that earlier.
Sweet. And before you rush to your email program to email us your hate mail about super bouncing, we do not condone super bouncing on Podtacular.
I think it's retarded.
I do not think you should do it at all in matchmaking, period.
No.
And so just go away from your email program and back off and leave us alone. Because we do not do it, we do not condone it, we don't suggest anyone else do it. But, I don't see a problem with it in custom games, as long as it's not competitive.
Yeah.
So, next subject.
Yeah. Well,
you guys back off on that one.
Do you have any more custom games?
I have plenty more. You guys, if we don't mention your custom games or your tips this episode, we will mention them eventually. We do have a running list going. We just get so many. We are getting bombarded, so we're covering as many as we can.
Same thing with the audio feedback. We get so many voicemails. We get MP3s of stuff they want to contribute. We'll get to it eventually.
Yes. So keep leaving them.
Keep leaving them, yeah. Don't stop.
But we may not put it in the very next show, that's all.
Yeah.
I want to mention
one
more type here called Shoddy Hill from Winkies. Winkies.
That's a cool one.
It's pretty cool. It's played on Lockout or Midship. There's also a similar one called 1,000 Bodies by FanBama34.
Ooh, I like that name better.
FanBama.
No, 1,000 Bodies.
1,000 Bodies. FanBama, 1,000 Bodies.
Anyways.
So what this does is it's played on Lockout or Midship, the Shoddy Hill I'm talking about specifically.
Okay.
And its starting weapon is shotgun, secondary weapon, shotgun. No moving hill, no starting grenades, no grenades on the map, normal shields, motion sensor on, and set time limit to win at 5 minutes. the respawn is at 3 seconds. And what happens is that you have a hill that doesn't move. And so, you know, after a couple minutes, the ground is just covered in bodies, which is why the other one's called 1,000 Bodies. And that you just shotgun anybody that gets into the hill. There's a couple variants. There's some where you can, you score if you're the only one in the hill only. There's other ones where you score if you're just in the hill at all. I kind of like that better because you can just shotgun everyone around you and it just becomes pandemonium. So, but this is a cool game type, guys. There's a couple different variants on this. One hill that doesn't move and shotguns just make for, you know, pandemonium and lots of bodies and just lots of fun.
Yeah.
Sound like a murder junkie or something, but that's Halo 2 culture right there for you.
Oh, hold on, before we move on, I need to mention something. Yeah, in case you know, Halo 2 is actually sponsored by some stuff, so, you know.
Halo 2, brought to you by Magnum, Hostess, and the wonderful folks at Sing It, Sergeant.
Mutual of Omaha is people. You can count on when the going's rough.
Sorry, I heard that the other day. I thought that was really funny.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Right on. So, feedback, guys.
We have voicemails. Want to hear the voicemails now?
Let's do it.
Voicemails, our voicemail line, as we mentioned earlier, and be a part of the show, a little sweeper I made. Yeah, this one.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your own segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
I got to remember to edit that.
Edit.
But yeah, that's our listener line. You can call it 206-888-HALO. Yeah, it's still nice and stuff. But we have one from our pal Joseph. He was nice enough to do some stuff about snipers and shotguns for us. So without further ado, here it is.
Hey guys, this is Joseph. As Fumo Drives probably already told you, this is an emailed segment into the podcast of Halo 2, the Podtacular. He said just to contribute as much as I could to contribute any tactics or custom game types I'd like. So I thought I'd start off with a good custom game, which is called Cold War. And a friend of mine made it up, and I modified it a little to make it more fun, or how I thought it was more fun. It starts off no shields. It's a multi-flag capture the flag. And each person starts off with a battle rifle, and secondary is Magnum. And so it really gets crazy when you get into it, because a lot of people join, because it's great fun. And people are taken out left and right, and it's just, it's really hard to stay alive, but it's really easy to take other people out. So it really requires a lot of skill, which I think people are attracted to. And so we would start these games with just little people, and, you know, some people would kill each other sometimes, but that by the end of it, there'd be 16 people in there, you know, everybody, and it'd be like our clan, which was 5 people at the time, and so we're cornered in this little corner, and everybody else is rushing at us trying to get our flag, and we have good people with good aim on our team. But what people don't realize is that a lot of people are bad in this game, so when all their forces rush at us, we just pick them off, and we're few, so they can't really hit us at all. And, you know, we don't have any grenades, so they're like, you know, where the hell are they? And this is done a lot, this is really well on turf, I've found. And if you play it on turf, and you get the base that's like next to the trucks and everything, that's really good, because you have, it's bad for some people. I don't know, here's the setup. You're at the center of an intersection of 2 roads. And on one side is the medical tent, across from you is the medical tent, and across the other street is the garage, as some people call it, with the swinging doors, the infamous swinging doors. And those places are the places where people spawn, so if you just keep that in mind while you're playing this game, you can pretty much spawn kill as much as you like. And that's a really cheap tactic, but I like to help people learn, and they usually do. Once they get smart, it gets a little less fun. You know, mindless us taking them out. But so that's a custom game that I enjoy, I thought I'd like to share. And I also wanted to offer some tips on sniping. And one of them is keep moving. A lot of people just, you know, crouch in a corner, and they're just sitting there and just sitting still, hoping nobody's going to hit them. Well, if you sit somewhere for long enough, somebody's going to hit you. So you need to keep moving. And I know it's hard to hit people while you're moving, you know. because, like, they're moving. But if you learn to, you can just, when you're going across, you just move side to side. And when you're going, you know, side to side, if you shoot at the right time, then you catch it when the reticle is right over their head. And you get headshot. And that helps a lot with me. Instead of just trying to focus on their head, if you just move back and forth, because then you can compensate for them moving or whatever other complications might happen. So that's another way to get your sniping game up, your long-range game, which I was asked to help out on. And I also found a good tips site that may put me out of business before I've even started. It's called halotips.net, halotips.net, and it's basically just a site of Halo tips, and I haven't seen much of it, but from what I've seen so far, it looks pretty good. They've got tips, strategies, game guides. They have some really good strategies. So if you just check those out, that's a good site to go to, too. I think I've pretty much used up my time allotted for the segment. But until next week, this is Joseph. See ya.
Yeah, thanks for contributing. We really appreciate any work like that. It's fun.
Right on. Yeah, thanks, Joseph.
That was kind of long, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's all right. Well,
that's cool.
Just everybody trying to keep it down to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Really, we don't want to deal with editing and putting it down to 3 minutes. So just keep it down and save us the trouble of responding and saying, this is not 3 minutes. Send us another one.
Yeah. Sorry. We don't want to do that. We don't want to have to be mean like that.
Exactly.
But we have some voicemails, too.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Here's some voicemails.
Hey, what's up? I wrote an email and no one could understand because I'm a horrible typer. So basically, I was just trying to give a tip with shotguns. Main thing you want to do is because shotguns spray out like multiple bullets, you want to start from the waist down and shoot up towards the head so you get more coverage and you'll kill them faster, or you can go from side to side. Just a little tip. Thanks for letting me talk.
We have two more too. So.
Hey guys, this is Wonky Chimp, and I just want to say I love your show, and I want to submit a custom game. It's called Go Get a Snack, and what you do is score to win round is one, start out with a carbine, and whoever gets the first kill with the carbine with full shield, they win, and they get to go get a snack, and you keep playing until everyone gets a snack. Thank you.
So
bye.
You can play that right now. You can go play this Go Get a Snack game.
Hey guys, I was into episode 3, and you guys made a comment about the thing called... where it says bombed arm, bomb planted, game over, whatever. It says bomb arm because whenever you're in the circle, you're arming it, but you actually have to step on the X to plant it. So, like, you can run around the little circle as much as you want, and it won't plant. So I thought I'd let you guys know about that. All right, man. Love the show.
And once again, if you want to send any voicemails, that's 206-888-HALO.
Hang on, dude. I'm going to go get a snack. All right, got it.
I think I might actually go get a snack. Oh, never mind. I'll wait. We're
it's
almost
pretty
done.
Pretty good, man.
We're almost done, aren't we?
All right, power bar.
Power bar.
All right, so wrapping it up, guys.
Wrapping it up, yeah. This is a good-sized show.
Yes, and a lot of information here. Definitely use it and send us your feedback over to podtacular@gmail.com.
If you want our individual email addresses to get us specifically, you can go to the site, podtacular.com, and get those.
And send your request for clan invites to our Podtacular clan to podtacularclan@gmail.com.
Imagine
who is
that.
Old Mogo, our clan representative. Once again, shout out to him. And remember, you have to be above a level 15.
All right, so stay subscribed in iTunes. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. It's real easy. Go to the site and just enter your email, like it says on Podcast Alley.
That's right. And I guess that's it, guys, for this episode.
It. Yep.
So keep playing, keep fragging, keep fragging.
Keep fragging.
I'm a dork. And keep leveling up or something.
Keep on trucking.
Right on.
There's only one thing left to say.
That never gets old. Oh, man. See you guys next week.
Peace out.
Master Chief.